Angel, I just want to make sure you can hear us. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I got you, Abner, loud and clear.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Awesome, thank you.
Testing. Evening, everyone. I want to welcome you to tonight's October 2nd, 2023 City Council meeting. Would you all please rise for a short private invocation and ask for God's blessing upon this city and wisdom as our City Council makes its decisions tonight. Now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tonight, this is a segment of the City Council meeting where we allow citizens to provide input under agenda item 1B. Is there anyone present tonight who would like to address the council? Okay, seeing none, I'll move to roll call. I have Councilman Everett, Councilman Lawless, Councilwoman Doro, and Councilwoman Valdez, and Councilman Snyder here, and I believe Angel Garza is on the Zoom call. Is that okay? So five of the council are present, and one is attending via Zoom. And with that, I'll move to the approval of our agenda tonight.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. The consent agenda, item 3.
I'll make the motion to approve this consent agenda.
Second.
Say aye.
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 Opposed? Went too quick. Motion carried. And now we're going to move to our current business. And tonight, our first item, 4A, is a public hearing on the 2024 revenue sources. I'd like to open this public hearing at 6:04 p.m. and invite the city's finance officer, Spencer Williams, to give the council a briefing.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're well into our budget process by now. We just started October. As just a brief preview of the audit process, we've already started meeting with our council budget committee meetings last week, and we're going to hit them hard again this week. And November, we're going to be putting everything together and hopefully passing a budget on the December 4th or the December 11th meeting, the first or second council meeting in November, in December. The building the revenues and revenue estimates is a big part of building a budget. It's that's what everything hinges on. If we don't have money, then we can't operate. And so we need to make sure that our budgets are built with the revenues in mind. There's two main sections to our budget. There are the governmental funds, which are the first four columns there: general fund, public safety, street, and TBD. And then there are the enterprise funds and the water, sewer, solid waste. Then we have two special revenue funds on the end. The working backwards through this list, the tourism and REIT, those are dollars that are collected tourism for tourism activities in the city. And then we have real estate excise taxes that are collected in their own fund. They're called the special revenue because they are restricted by state law as to what we can use those funds for. And then with the water, sewer, solid waste funds, those are business type activities where we set rates that are appropriate to take care of the expenses of those funds. for the operating expenses and then future capital needs of those funds. And then with the first four funds, we build rates. There's kind of an art to building a rate. It's not an exact science. When we're looking at different kinds of taxes, we historically in the city of Othello have taken a conservative approach, meaning we're expecting $2 million in property tax revenues in the general fund. That's of the 5.4, roughly 2 million of that is property taxes. We don't want to build $2.5 million worth of property taxes in there because come to the end of the year, it doesn't mean we're going to collect anymore. And then that can create some budget difficulties. Same with sales tax dollars. If we way over forecast those, that can be a bind. We also don't want to way under forecast those things, because that's just tying up dollars that you as council could have used if you knew that we were going to get it. And so there's the line right in the middle, and that's where we tried to ride as much as possible with building those estimates. That's our approach to the revenues. If you have any questions, I can take questions. If not, we'll, that's me.
Council. Well done. Thank you, Spencer.
Thank you very much.
Now I'd like to open this to public testimony. Is anyone here to speak in favor, against, or neutral to the revenue estimate sources for 2024 city budget? Hearing none, is there any additional questions, City Council? All right, I'll close the public hearing at 6:08 p.m. and we'll continue along in the agenda with item 4B, which is the Lions Park Basketball Court Project Change Order. Tonight, we have with us our city engineer, Sean O'Brien. And Sean, you would move the microphone over closer. We're having trouble with people hearing if the microphone isn't there.
Okay. I'll get up nice and close. So Mayor, Council, what we have brought before you is with the basketball project, we underestimated / took out or disrupted more area on the basketball court project than what we had anticipated with the bid quantities. And so we ended up having quite a bit more sod that has to be replaced out there to tie everything in together. We have worked with Doug Excavation. They had original bid price that was, they were higher than the other bidders. So we talked with them and they gave us a lower price. It's still a little bit above the average price of the other bidders that we had. But that was kind of the starting point. We wanted to get this on council agenda. Since I wrote this agenda memo, I've talked with Spencer. We do have ARPA funds to proceed with doing a change order for the, it'd be $44,850 in additional sod. We do have the funds to cover that. That is kind of the preferred method, talking to Public Works and everybody to have it all kind of on this, put in this, at this same way, so it all looks consistent through there. Other options are we could hydro seed the area, or we could put this work off until next year and do it just with our own staff. But the preference is to have Doug Excavation install it with this project. And so wanted to bring this to you, get some input and get some direction on how you'd like us to proceed with this work.
Questions, Council?
Is that going to be finished this year? Are they going to be able to finish that this year?
Yes, that's all they have left to do is.
Let's get to the point where it's past the point of putting sod down.
We have irrigation. We'll continue to go until October 20th, 21st is when the irrigation water will be shut off. But with the cooler temperatures and everything, the grass can still get established and whatnot. But if it goes dormant, it will still take back up in the spring.
So the other question I had, the other bids that you have, $10 to $24, is that just labor? Because I I've laid sod and I paid more than $10 a square yard for it. And I laid it myself.
Well, we're doing a little bit larger quantity, but that is, those are the prices to provide and place the sod in and the establishment period in case it doesn't. So I mean, some guarantee that it will take. If it doesn't take, they could factor some replacement costs into their prices. But no, that is the full price per square yard at preventing wages and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we finished the basketball courts.
Yep.
I mean, if we were to hydroseed, we'd have to haul in dirt in order to, by the time you do all that.
Well, and I think
turn the water on up there right now, it would wash everything away.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing is I think with hydroseed, you're kind of running a risk because once you open those basketball courts up, that's going to get stepped on.
Yeah. It'll have a longer establishment period and whatnot. So
I get some big questions. Can we just let DAGEX do it for that rate, even though we can get it for cheaper? It's just a...
I think it's 23 installed.
It doesn't have to go out for a bid?
It's a change order.
So that's why I'm asking. It doesn't have to go back out for bid, even though somebody's offering to do it for $10 a yard compared to 23.
I'll defer to Sean.
It would be a change order to this project, and we negotiated a lower price. I mean, per contract, once you go more than 25% over or under a bid, it opens it up for the city and the contractor to negotiate a price because typically if you're doing a lot more, it should be a little bit cheaper. If you're doing a lot less, they may have some fixed costs. So it gives them, if you say we want to do 10,000 square feet and we did half that, they could come back and negotiate a price saying we should get more per square yard because our fixed costs aren't being spread over the quantity we expected. So this all does it per contract. If we wanted to do it with our own staff, you shouldn't be mixing work in the same year with the project. The whole project should be, it's part of a public works project. So we would have to wait till next year and we could do it with our own staff.
Yeah, I would vote against that.
Yes, that's why we presented this one, and it was just, we had to get this onto the agenda before we really had time to confirm that we had the budget funds to pay for it, to even provide it as an option. But we needed, because of the way we've done our bidding policy, this is a change order that's it's less than 10% of the project, but it is above and beyond what we have in the budget currently for this project. So we had to bring it to council to get approval. So wanted to get the agenda item on there so you guys could talk about it. And then, if we either didn't have the funds, or if you're saying, no, I'd prefer to hydroseed and save some costs, or let's just put it off till next year. Presenting those options, but it seems like it's a unanimous to proceed with working with Doug X on getting this change ordered in.
I'd make a motion to approve the change order request with ARPA funding.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Sorry, opposed? Motion carried. Tonight we have with us the Chamber Director, Jackie Wilhelm, and we also have our Park and Rec Coordinator, Valerie Hernandez. We're gonna talk about a fall community festival here at City Hall, and a facility use agreement. So who are we going to start with?
I will.
Okay. Valerie, could you move the microphone closer, please?
Yes. Good evening, Mayor and Council. Today we are presenting the Fall Festival that will be hosted by our chamber. And today our Greater Othello Chamber of Commerce Manager, Jackie, has requested to host the Family Fall Festival. And this will be hosted on Saturday, October 21st. And they will be utilizing the City Hall parking lot from 3 p.m. to 9 is when the event will be hosted. In addition to using the main street out in front of the City Hall. So that is South 5th Avenue and South 6th Avenue will be blocked off, and that will be utilized for the family movie night. In addition to having food vendors and informational booths with that family movie night, again, Parks and Rec will be providing the movie screen. And we have Jackie here who will be presenting a PowerPoint for you. And that will include who's participating and what will be happening for that event.
Thank you, Valerie.
Hi, Jackie. Hi, everybody. I'm Jackie. So I just did a little presentation for you guys to just give you some more information on what that day will look like. So like Valerie said, we're planning to host on Saturday, October 21st, getting started at 3 o'clock and presenting a movie about nightfall around 6 o'clock and wrapping up the night around 9. So for food vendors, we have Blackie's, Carrillo Crazy Snacks, Take It Easy doing drinks, and Deli Express doing waffles and a bunch of other like breakfast type items. And then we will have our chamber booth. So I put 125 on here to show you that we will be charging the food vendors that amount. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 food vendors. So that brings us to about $500 of profit for the vendor fees. Some other vendors that we have, I really wanted to give some small businesses and home-based businesses a chance to participate and get their products known. So there is a list of a few people who have reached out and want to participate. And we talked about, again, having a small fee for them just to create a little bit of profit for the chamber. So we were thinking of charging them $25 to participate in this event. So some of the other activities we have planned are a pumpkin painting contest, and I was able to get sponsors for everything. So Sunny Farms will donate all the pumpkins for us. Walmart will do the paint and supplies for us. And Anytime Fitness will sponsor all the prizes so that we have a winner in each age category for the kids. So I'm really glad that we were able to create a free activity for the kids by finding sponsors for that. The other event we have is a costume contest, and Anytime Fitness is also sponsoring the prizes for that. I was able to reach out to the high school and McFarland, and they are going to be helping me with volunteers from both AVID and leadership and possibly some Honor Society kids. And my volunteers will be helping with the paint contest, the costume contest, and just kind of being fillers for everything that's going on that day. We also, while I was looking for sponsors for the contests and prizes, I had a lot of businesses that wanted to participate in a trunk or treat. So I said, okay, let's open up as an option. So if you guys want to take a look there, I have some businesses who have said that they want to participate. And then there's a few on there that I reached out to and they're just pending to see if they are willing to do a trunk or treat for us. And another option we're doing is family fall photos, and those are going to be sponsored by Thalia Limes. And we'll do a backdrop and just kind of give families a cute little commemorative of the event this year. Our movie will be hosted by or sponsored by McCain's. And we were able to request projector and sound system from the school district because they helped out on the back to school movie night. So they're willing to help us out with this event as well.
What's your movie?
We are actually going to put a poll out, and we have three Halloween movies that we were thinking of. Hotel Transylvania is a popular, Hocus Pocus, and Coco. So we'll put out a poll and see what the city would like to watch, and McCain's will purchase whichever one that gets voted on. So that's my presentation. And I guess I wanted to talk about our movie night that we partnered with in August. And I was hoping that we could partner again with this event and hopefully have some of our fees waived or reduced, just because that $2,000 bill is a little steep for us. It's our first fall festival this year, and we're just trying to bring more community events to keep people here in Othello. And I'd like to see this grow and come back next year with the fall festival. So we were hoping that we could partner for this one as well, given that it's a first event. And then if it grows next year, then we can look into obviously paying the fee to continue to do this event. Do you guys have any questions?
City Council.
I don't have any questions, but I think what you're doing is super awesome. Trying to bring the community together, bring families out, keep them here. It seems like you guys have had a lot of energy this year and trying to bring it all back to life. So I appreciate it. I think it's super neat. Thank you.
I have a comment on this too. Some of the things she said, I have a real issue with charging the city, with the city charging fees for an event like the chamber. It's an event specifically for the city.
Right.
You know, and I have a real problem charging them the special event fee of $464. Some of the other fees on here, I think they actually do cost the city money. I think that they should be the city should be reimbursed. But at least the $464, I think, should be dropped. I think the city should cover that.
You want to do what we did last time?
Well, I think we just covered everything last time. I don't think the chamber paid anything for the movie night.
We partnered with them.
Yeah, I just
see, and I would rather see it go the other way. I would rather see us partner with them for the other costs and leave the 400, because I think the 464 is the smaller of the two.
Mm-hmm. Well. Either way, I'm not okay with charging $2,000.
No, just well, the other cost is $1,500 with the $510, and the $510 they'll get back. That's a
right, deposit. Yeah, and that should be.
But it's like $1,051.92 for the other costs and $464 for the special event fee. I'd rather partner with them on the other costs, which is $1,000. This is the larger of the
those
two.
Are the requested additional
items
that were.
Yeah, I'm good with whatever you want to do. I'm not.
I'd rather make it less expensive for them, and you know, and then maybe next year they could pay a little bit more. But this year, I'd rather see us partner for those other costs, and have them pay the smaller of the two fees.
Yeah. We waived all the fees, didn't we?
Did we?
I think so.
Did we waive the special event fee too?
We just paid the $510 deposit.
I think so. Some of the costs should be the reservation. Some of the costs that's actually costing the city money.
But this is the first time they're holding it too, which we want them to kind of be able to build it and be able to, it sounds like though, from what you're charging your vendors and everything, you should be able to cover the special event fee. Mm-hmm. And then you'll get the $510 you're going to get back.
I mean, I just wanted you guys to be clear that with those additional fees, mm-hmm. we're paying for the ADA rentals, the porta potties, the
picnic tables.
Yeah. Bottom line is out of pocket to the city for public works. To provide this stuff for this event is $1,000. It's $1,000 and $1,051. So are we willing to forego that fee?
But it's not
to have something sponsored for the city.
If you really look at it though, that's not really that much of a like the picnic table. The city already owns the picnic tables. So that's just a rental fee on it. So we're not purchasing the picnic tables. You know, things like
so it's actually less, money. Corey?
Yeah.
So out of pocket from the city is less than $1,000.
Well, yeah, like
including labor.
Yeah, there's labor costs. There's the
because you have to get them all over here.
The portable toilets are rented, so that's a fee that the city's actually going to be writing a check for.
Sure.
But I would like to see us partner and waive those fees that we're charging them, the 1,051.52. And because it's on, and on top of that, it's on city property. It's right. You know, it's being done here. So I think that partnering with them makes sense and
works for me.
If we were putting it on, we wouldn't be charging
ourselves. Yeah. So
if we are it on or helping.
And I don't think a damage deposit is necessary. I just think we should waive all the fees.
The damage deposit needs to be there. That guarantees them getting cleaned up, the city getting cleaned up. And then the public work isn't spending half the next morning cleaning up City Hall like they do at the park on 4th of July.
Do you have volunteers to help you break down and clean up?
I'm going to have student volunteers as long as they're willing to stay, but they'll probably leave right at 9.
What's your plan for the breakdown and cleanup?
That's going to fall on me and the board, whoever I have available. Okay. At the movie night, it was just me until Public Works came and took the screen down, and then the vendors are responsible for their own area. So that's how we did clean up there.
Did you have a big, sorry, it's kind of off topic, but did you have a big showing for the last movie night?
Yeah, it was, the park was full, the hill was filled. We had a really great turnout, and nice. People were really excited and happy that we were able to provide that.
I wanted to go down there and look, but I was out of town, so.
Yeah, no, it went really well. People were really excited, and they loved it. So I'm glad that we got a lot of good feedback from that.
Nice. What do you think? Should we just waive everything?
I wouldn't.
We need a damage deposit at least.
Yeah.
Like that movie screen is worth more than the damage deposit. So even if something were to happen to that.
I feel we waive the fees and charge the damage deposit. They'll get that back if there's no damage.
That's a motion.
Yeah, okay. That's
right. Make that motion.
Yeah.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Second it, Danae.
Further discussion?
Except a damage deposit.
Those in favor, say aye.
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 So then it's on you to get it cleaned up.
I might have to get some cookies for those students so they can stay and help. But thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for putting the event on.
Where their parents won't want it back for
I'll be there. Yes, we need a second motion to approve the facility use agreement.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Item 4D is a resolution authorizing the building on unplatted property at the Golden Fountain. Community Development Director Ann Henning is going to discuss this with the council.
With the microphone very close to my mouth.
Thank you.
This is for the Golden Fountain Restaurant. This is kind of similar to some other things you've seen where the property isn't platted. The work they're doing is kind of minor, but the actual cost of the work compared to the cost, the assessed value of the building triggers the platting requirement. So that's why I'm bringing it to you. It is over the 25% that the ordinance would exempt it. Like I said, I feel like it's a minor project. They're replacing the sunroom area on the front of the building. Using the existing foundation, that sunroom area was permitted in 1986. There was a building permit for it. They're just rebuilding it as a actual building instead of the sunroom that it was in the past. And with that, I would answer any questions.
So haven't they already started this?
They have. They do not have an issued permit, but it's quite clear when you go by there, they're doing some work.
Yeah.
They haven't gotten to the point of needing an inspection yet, but they are doing it at their own risk.
I think we should prove it. I mean, we've done this on unplatted property in other areas when it made mm-hmm. sense. I think this one makes sense.
Should have been done before they started the work, though, I would believe.
Yeah, but they've been working on it for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
They may not have known that it was unplatted.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we may have alerted them to it after examining the building permit request.
I have a question for Ann.
Sure.
So the price to get that remodeled is about $100,000. And we're using assessed value. I think it was like 300 some thousand. If the remodel is $100,000, that's market value. Why are we not using the market value of the property?
The code specifically says assessed value.
Okay, that's what I thought.
All right, well, I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2023-20, allowing the permit to be issued to construct a replacement addition at 640 East Main.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried.
I do got a question. So since they're doing this remodel, they're responsible for the sidewalks and the ADA ramps and all that, are correct?
Is there a problem with the sidewalk? I wasn't aware of that.
I don't know. I'm just asking if there was a problem.
There was a problem with the sidewalk. That would be tied in. I don't know, Sean, do you have something to add?
Yeah, I mean, this did come up after they had started work, but typically platting that's the way we trigger sidewalks, water, sewer, utility improvements to be installed. They're all lighting, everything is already installed in this area. If there's a sidewalk that is lifted or broke or settled where it's a tripping hazard, they're on the hook to maintain that. So I'm not aware of any ADA issues. I mean, it's a 10-foot wide sidewalk and wraps around onto the side street where it's a narrower sidewalk, but we were not aware of any improvements that would have been to require the planning process. There was no real benefit to the city, just a large expense on their part in a process to plat it.
Okay.
Okay. Item 4E is an executive session, real estate. The city council will now adjourn at 6:34 p.m. to go into an executive session pursuant to RCW 42-30-110-1B to consider the selection of a site or the acquisition of real estate by lease or purchase. The executive session is expected to last 20 minutes and no action will be taken during the executive session.
Mayor, council, I'll be logging off for this executive session.
Okay, thank you, Angel.
I don't know, do you need me back or for new and old business?
No, I don't think so. Thank you, Angel.
Okay, see you guys. Good night.
And